we should learn to look at the lives of the saint, because sa buhay nila makikita natin yung sarili natin din. But in that life that we see, the lives of ordinary people na tinatawag nating saints, you will also see how God would work in their lives. And when that work is complete, nagbabago ang buhay nila. And I really love to study and read stories about the saint, because it inspires me. It shows me that one day I would also walk in that path. And one particular saint na, well, my favorite is someone na naabutan ko pa. You know, the saints like Saint Francis, Saint Peter, Saint Paul, hindi ko naabutan ang mga yan. Okay? But there is this particular saint that has lived in my lifetime at naabutan ko siya. And her name is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I have read books written about her. I have read testimonies from her friends to show her life, the example. One particular story which I will share with you today is this. So Mother Teresa is known to go around the world. Wherever he visits a country, he's the only person that the government does not require visa. And when she rides an airplane, wala siyang binabayaran na ticket, because she's welcome wherever she goes. And when she goes to a Muslim country, she is welcome. The only person I know that can travel wherever she wants to go, and she doesn't need to bring so much money with her, and she's welcome wherever. And it's because of the life that she lived, the love, particularly yung pag-ibig at pagmamahal niya for the poor. So he would travel around the world, and during her spare time, he would go to the streets at maghingi ng pagkain and food for the poor. And ang sinasabi nila na, dapat Kristiyano, hindi tayo nang hihingi. Tayo mga Christians, you know, we should rely on God only, we're not trying to ask. But this person, when she goes around to beg, she doesn't beg for herself. Hindi siya nang hihingi para sa sarili niya. He goes around and ask people to share whatever they have for the poor. In other words, she is a person who can invite others to participate, join in the life of Christ, taking care of the poor. So one time she was in New York. Pagdating niya sa New York, she is being entertained by so many people, politicians and everyone, mga mayayaman. They would entertain her because she is a living saint at that time. No? Buhay pa siya, saint na ang tawag sa kanya. So one particular day in New York, she went to the subway, you know, alam mo yung train sa ilalim ng lupa. She went there, and she brought a bag with her, and she started to ask help for the poor. So umikot siya, you know. She's a celebrity, everybody knows her. But then, she goes out to the subway, nang hingi siya ng tulong para sa mga mahihirap. She goes around, she begs. Kaya sabi nilang, kapal ng mukha niya. You know? And I would understand, because kung isipin ko sa sarili ko, talagang nakakahiya at hindi ko magagawa yan. It's so difficult. Mayabang kasi ako. Mayabang tayo, minsan hindi natin kayang gawin yan. But she was able to go. So, one time, nandun siya sa subway, nung naghihingi na siya ng tulong, there was this person na dumaan, nakabihis talaga, And she was a he was a professional lalaki. I think he's wealthy. And he happens to be on that subway also. Nung humingi si Mother Teresa sa kanya, she approached him and sabi niya, "Can you help the poor?" Sa sobrang yabang, sa sobrang inis ng lalaki, I don't know anong issue niya, she spat at her. Dinuraan niya si Mother Teresa. She spat at her. Pwet. And there was spit on her face. Dinuraan siya. And what she did was, she wiped away the spit. Kinuha niya yung panyo niya and she wiped away the spit. At itong sinabi niya sa lalaki, "This one is for me. Now where is your gift to the poor?" Bagay yung dura mo, yeah, para sa akin yan, tinatanggap ko yan. Pero magbigay ka pa rin sa mahihirap. And that man, sa sobrang galit niya, sa sobrang inis niya, napatigil siya. And she looked at that woman, an old woman, very frail, matanda na. Fragile. And he started to cry. Umiyak siya because he is a person who used to be part of the church. Siguro may galit siya. Nagkaroon siya ng galit sa simbahan. Nagkaroon siya ng inis sa mga tao sa simbahan. And he left the church. And he did not come to church for a very long time. But that moment when she encountered the saint, something in him lit up. Then he realized what he had done. The next scene was, makikita mo daw, nandun na sila sa upuan. That man was crying so hard, nandun siya ini-embrace ni Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa was comforting him. Ang sabi lang ni Mother Teresa sa kanya, "It's okay, don't worry, because you are loved. It's okay, do not worry, because you are loved." And that man, a grown man, rich and powerful, he broke down in tears, crying in the arms of that saint. When I recall that story, pag inaalala ko yung kwento na yan, I could not help but look into my own life. Hindi pa ako nakaranas na dinuraan ako ng tao. Meron ang naglalait sa akin, meron nagkikritisize sa akin, may nagtitext sa akin palagi na wala kang kwentang tao, bakit nagbishop ka pa? You know, people like that, they talk. But it doesn't bother me. Pero nung narinig ko tong kwento na to, I recall and I think, wala pa naman nagdudura sa akin. And I was thinking, if someone spat at me, pag dinuraan ako, what would I do? Kayo nga, tanungin ko kayo. Pag dinuraan kayo, ano kayang gagawin mo? Ha? Nakasmile kayong lahat. Mukhang masama ang balak nyo. Nakangiti kayo. If someone spit at your face, what would you do? Ha? So everybody is smiling. You know? Parang may iniisip kayong masama. Ganon din ako. If someone spits at my face, I do not know. Maybe all hell will break loose. I might forget myself. I might forget God. And, you know, just go to this person and retaliate. And so I watched Mother Teresa and I said, how can she do that? How can she, in spite of the insult and the humiliation in public yan, how can she maintain her composure and be calm and still express her love for that person? That one is for me. Yung dura mo, para sa akin yan. Pero sana yung regalo mo para sa mga mahihirap. Give to the poor. And in my contemplation, in my reflection, sabi ko, this is the kind of person I want to be. And the only way for me to find that strength that is in that woman, kaliit-liit na babae, matanda na, but the strength inside her, ang lakas ng loob niya. You know? Sabi nga ng isang philosopher, he who conquers others is powerful, but he who has conquered himself is almighty. How can you conquer yourself? How can you control yourself? How can you control your anger? And I said, I want to be like her. And that is my prayer every day to God, that Lord, change me, transform me. Next week, papasok na tayo sa Kwaresma, my favorite season of the liturgical calendar. Because it is a season where we begin to confront and evaluate ourselves. It is a time that we separate from the rest of our times and begin to evaluate our life. And I like to evaluate my life because in evaluation, I begin to see all my weaknesses, all my shortcomings, and all my mistakes. I begin to see. At bakit gusto mo, Father, makita yung mga kasalanan mo at mga pagkukulang mo? Kasi gusto kong magbago. And if you cannot see your weaknesses and your faults, you'll never change. That's the problem with many Christians today. They deny their weaknesses. They deny their fault. There are people who won't even apologize. Nakamit na ba kayo ng tao na hindi marunong mag-sorry? Huh? Have you met someone who doesn't say sorry? That person doesn't realize. Doesn't know herself or doesn't know himself. Then how can you change? How can you change if you do not know what is in you that you need to change? So I love the Lent because Lent is a time of confrontation. Why? Because I want to become like Mother Teresa. And the only way that I can become like her and the other saints that I love, Saint Francis of Assisi, San Martin de Porres, these are heroes that I have placed over my lives. I want to emulate them. I want to become like them as they imitated Christ. Sabi nga ni St. Paul, imitate me as I have imitated Christ. So I want to change. I want to be transformed like the saints. Our gospel today speaks of the transfiguration of our Lord. Nagtataka ako bakit papasok tayo sa Kwaresma and here comes the reading is about the transfiguration, you know. To give you a background on our gospel today, bago nagtransfigure si Jesus, you know what happened? You know what happened bago siya, di ba? We know the story of the transfiguration, di ba? Umakyat siya sa mountain, dinala niya si Peter, James, and John. He went up the mountain, and when he got there, they saw him change. No? That which is eternal broke through that which is temporal. So sa buhay natin, ganyan. Akala natin yung buhay natin, ordinaryo lang. Akala natin yung buhay natin, dito lang sa mundo. But there is something eternal within you. And sometimes it breaks through. Lumalabas yan. And so, yun ang nangyari sa Mountain of Transfiguration. But before that happened, sabi dito, after 6 days, it was mentioned, after 6 days, Jesus went to the mountain with the three. Our Old Testament reading today, sabi dun, on the 7th day, Moses went up the mountain. So pareho sila ni Jesus, you know? But that time, the 7th day, si Jesus after 6 days. So after 6, ano? 7. Ganon din. Went up the mountain. He brought Peter, James, and John, and they saw him transform. Now, his humanity did not change. Minsan iniisip natin, pag hinawakan tayo ni Lord, pag-iiba na tayo, you will change. No, you will remain human. Jesus is human. His body is human. But something came out of that humanity. Hindi inalis yung pagka-human niya. He's still human. And the same thing with us. When your life is transformed, something comes out of your life, but bakit ganun pa rin siya? Bakit mahilig tumawa? Bakit parang kengkoy naman to? Kasi hindi nagbabago yung pagkatao mo. Amen? Akala kasi natin, pag naging saint ka and God is at work in your life, yung lakad mo, nakaganyan ka na lang palagi. Hindi po. You remain human, but something eternal, something divine comes forth. So, ano ibig sabihin ito? Before they went up the mountain, let us take a look a few chapter away, one chapter away. Jesus told his disciples that he is going to be killed. And he is going to die on the cross. Sinabi niya yan. Right? Basahin niyo. Diba ang reading natin ngayon is Matthew 17. You go back, look at Matthew 16 on the last part. Before they went up the mountain, he spoke to his disciples. He said, you know, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be judged. I'm going to suffer. On the third day, I'm going to rise again. Now, if anyone wants to follow me, susunod kayo sa akin, you have to deny yourself, you pick up your cross, and you follow me. That's the Christian way. Iniisip ko, ano kayang iniisip ng mga disciples at that time nung sinabi ni Lord sa kanila, I'm going to die, I'm going to suffer. You know, one time sabi ni Peter sa kanya, Lord, hindi, no way. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to defend you. You will not go through suffering. Ano sabi ni Jesus sa kanya? Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. Hindi ka nakakatulong sa akin. Because you have the thoughts of man rather than the thoughts of God. Pagkatapos ng sinabi yon, then he brought them to the mountain, and there, right before the eyes, he transfigured. Why? Why? So that when the time comes, when they go through the cross, they will bear in mind that at the end of the road is the transformation. Para klaro sa isip nila. Because sometimes when we go through problems in life, pag nagkakaproblema na tayo sa buhay, when we're going through a crisis in our life, financial crisis, family crisis, emotional crisis, when suddenly your friend starts leaving you, when suddenly your health deteriorates, hindi ka na ganun kalakas, nagkasakit ka na, and you know, everyone abandons you, then yung reality na yan sa buhay mo, you begin to forget. You forget that there is heaven waiting for you. That there is glory at the end of that road. From here to the transfiguration, there is a cross in between that you need to go through. That's why Jesus had to let them see. Pinakita muna sa kanila. Yes, dadaan kayo sa hirap. Dadaan kayo sa katakot-takot na persecution. You will go through so many things in your life. But I'm showing you now, ito ang dulo niyan. Huwag kayong matakot. Yun ang sinasabi niya. Don't be afraid. This is what is at the end. The transfiguration of our Lord today in our gospel, Jesus was just showing them what a transformed life is. It's not so much about the light, hindi so much yung mga ilaw na lumalabas sa kanya, but the quality of life that changes. The life that I see in Mother Teresa, that can be your life. Iniisip ko nga kung sinampal ni Mother Teresa yung lalaki na yon, magbabago ba yon? Ha? Will that man change if he slaps him across the face? O sinuntok niya, o sinipa niya yung lalaki na yon? Mas lalo lang sila mag-aaway at yung lalaki na yan mas lalong lalayo sa Diyos. But because of that transformation of life, the transfigured life is no more loss, no less than the resurrection life of Christ. Pinapakita lang ni Lord sa kanila, bago ako pupunta sa cross, ito ang magiging buhay, a resurrected Christ. That's the transfiguration of Christ. That's how the resurrection life looks like. This coming week, sa Tuesday, we will have Shrove Tuesday. Ano yung Shrove Tuesdays? Well, kakain tayo, mag-i-enjoy tayo. Kwentuhan tayo, kantahan tayo, sayawan tayo, eat. Why? Kasi pagpasok natin, following day, Wednesday, it's going to be Lent. And Lent will be a time of prayer and fasting and giving yourself, surrendering to God. So bakit nagsushrove Tuesday pa tayo? It's just like the transfiguration. God wants you to see that no matter where the road will go and where life will take you, there will always be a cross. But at the end of that is always the glory of God. So don't be afraid of the cross. Don't be afraid sa mga tatay kinakausap ko. They're so afraid to spend and sacrifice for their children and family. Tatakot sila. Baka pagtanda ko, iwanan lang naman ako ng mga yan. Huwag ko na silang paaralin, bahala na sila. Ako nga ni nga to, ay huwag man nagpa-eskwela ka ako, huwag man nagpatuon ka ako, na akong ginikanan eh. Sila no, bahala na sila. Ba't ko ubusin ang pera ko para sa kanila? But that's your cross. That's the sacrifice you have to make. There is a risk. But only Jesus guarantees at the end of that road, kahit na may cross yan, at the end of that cross, there is the glory of God, the transformation of life, the transfiguration of your life. Every day, nakakatanggap ako ng text at linalait ako. I get criticized every day. People, you know. But does it weary me down? Does it make me slow? Does it make me give up? No. Because I know where it would lead. I know where I am going to go. At the end of my road, at the end of the path that I took, will be the glory of God. So it doesn't weary me down. Ganon din tayo. Ano bang cross mo? Ano bang hinaharap mo ngayon sa buhay mo? What are the sacrifices you have to make? What are the sufferings that you're encountering? Yung hirap sa pagpapaaral ng mga anak? Yung hirap mo sa pagpapatawad? Sila na ngayon may kasalanan, papatawarin ko pa. Sila na ngayon umagrabyado sa akin, ako pa ang tutulong sa kanila. Ang hirap naman nun, yeah, cross yan. That's a cross. And the gospel today, the transfiguration, God is saying, no, don't worry about that. Continue to bear that cross. If you're going to follow me, deny yourself. Pick up your cross and you follow me, because at the end of the road, there will be a transfiguration. There will be a change in your life. This Lenten season, I would like us to focus, pagpasok natin sa Kwaresma, I would like us to focus on three things only. Prayer, fasting. Sinabi ko yung fasting, medyo sama na ng tingin niyo sa akin. Fasting doesn't have to be about food. Fasting means to deny yourself of anything that may control your life. So prayer and fasting, and finally giving. Those are the three things we need to focus on this Lent. Kaya ngayon pa lang sa gospel natin, makikita mo na. Nauuna na yan. The transfiguration of the Lord, that's where we are going to go. But we are going to face the cross. We're going to face our sacrifices also. We'll have that. But three things we need to do to find strength in Christ to go through that. Number one, prayer. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mountain. What were they doing there? They were praying. Amen? You cannot bear the cross if you will not learn to pray. Mahihirapan ka dalhin yung cross mo pag hindi ka marunong magdasal. Maraming Kristiyano gusto maging Kristiyano pero walang cross. That's not Christianity. They want a throne but no cross. They want a crown of gold but not a crown of thorns. That is not Christianity. Christianity, sabi niya, if you want to save your life, lose it. That's Christianity. That's the Christian way. And that is what Christ is teaching us today. So we have to pray. Prayer enables us to bear our cross. It would teach us to be strong. Prayer, sabi nila, anong ibig sabihin ng prayer? Maraming definition ng prayer. But the definition I really love on prayer is the one that Saint John of Damascus, sabi niya, prayer is the lifting of the mind and the heart to God. Amen? Prayer is the lifting of the mind and heart to God. This season of Lent, as we enter Lent, see to it that when you pray, hindi ka nagdadasal para makapagdasal ka lang. Hindi ka magdadasal para makuha mo lang yung gusto mo. More important in prayer is that you go up, lift your mind and your heart to God. Open your heart to God that you will be changed by God. Magbabago ka. Amen? How many times do we pray na, Lord, baguhin mo yung kaaway ko? Sana maging babait na yan. May problema ako sa kanya. Minsan, baka hindi siyang problema, baka ikaw. How many times have we prayed that? Sana kunin na siya ni Lord. Di ba? We pray against our enemies. We talk to God. But that is not the lifting of the mind and the heart to God. You come before God and you say, Lord, linalait ako ng mga tao na to. Lord, they're coming against me. They're persecuting me. Father, give me a change of heart that I will love them more. That I would have the strength to endure these things. Change me, not them. And when your heart changes, you look at your enemy, you see a brother in your enemy. Kung lahat ng tao ang tingin mo sa kanila, kapatid mo, mawawalan ka ng kaaway. Wala ka nang nakikitang kaaway eh, nagbago ka na. Lahat ang nakikita mo, kapatid mo. Do you understand what I'm saying? Prayer will not just change the circumstances around you. Will not just change the problem around you. It will not just change the people around you. Prayer should change me first. Ako muna. That's why it's important that this Lenten season when you pray with the goal that God would change your heart. That's why prayer is the lifting of the mind, the lifting of the heart to God. Prayer is about bringing yourself to God, that God can transform your life and change you. Before anything else, ikaw munang magbabago. The second thing is fasting. I asked this question and I'm really talaga nag-isip ako dito. Nung sa Mountain of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John, they saw two people with Jesus. May dumating na bisita si Jesus. When Jesus was transfigured, umiba na yung mukha niya, umilaw na yung damit niya, tsaka mukha niya, there were two people who were with him nung nakita nila. Sino yun? Elijah and Moses. Bakit hindi si Daniel? Bakit hindi si Abraham? Why Moses and Elijah? Hindi nyo ba naisip yan? Bakit yung dalawa? What's so special with Elijah? What is so special with Moses? It could be anybody. Ezekiel, Isaiah, it could be Jeremiah. But why Elijah and Moses? Ito sa akin lang to. Okay, you try to read this in the Bible, you try to research, but this is mine. There are only three people in the Bible I know who fasted 40 days and 40 nights without food and water. Tatlo lang. Number one, si Jesus, di ba? He fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. No food, no water. Before I became a priest, I also fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, but with water. Kasi natakot ako masira ang kidney ko. So I fasted 40 days from food only, but I have water. Jesus fasted 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. Tatlong tao lang sa Bible nakita ko nag-fast for 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. One is Jesus. Sino yung second? Ha? Huh? Sino? Oy, yung makasagot, bigyan ng jacket. Sino yung pangalawa? Moses. Ito yung first reading natin. He went up on the mountain. He entered the cloud. And he stayed there 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. Sinong pangalatlo? Ha? Sino yung pangatlo na nakita natin sa Bible, hindi kumain, hindi tumintog? Elijah. So these are two guys, Moses and Elijah. They have experienced what Jesus experienced. Kaya nang the Mountain of Transfiguration, silang dalawa nang doon. Now, there could be other reason. Maraming rason pa bakit silang dalawang pinili. But basically, that's what I saw. Moses and Elijah has fasted 40 days, 40 nights without food and water.